Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Dr. K. It's Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and time for a 5-Minute Friday. I'm going to get you all the news you need to know about tirzepatide updates. That's right, semaglutide, Mounjaro, Ozempic, all the things with my good friend Danielle Bilardo. Welcome.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Dr. K. Thanks for having me. So excited to chat about this with the new updates.
Okay, I am excited because the products are no longer on shortage. Which products came off the shortage list?
So Eli Lilly has just announced that Mounjaro and Zepbound are officially no longer in shortage, which means that they are available at your pharmacy. And so what this means for the compounded versions, which we don't love because the compounded versions don't contain the same molecule that the FDA-approved ones do, so you may not even lose weight on those. This means that now the real FDA-approved versions are available in pharmacies, and so now you'll have a much less difficult time getting these medications for your weight loss. And the good news is that for the vast majority of people, oftentimes we can get these medications through your insurance for anywhere from like a zero to a $100 copay through your insurance. So not only do you get the FDA-approved ones, since it's now available, you pay a copay, and it's just a great option. And now that they've caught up with the supply chain, it's just good news for patients all around.
So good. Okay, I think people are a little confused about all the different options out there. So we all heard about Ozempic. That was the very first thing that hit the market that has maybe the most side effects and issues when people take it.
Yeah, so Ozempic and Wegovy are the same medication. The only difference between the two is their name. And the reason why there's a difference with their name is that Ozempic was FDA approved for type 2 diabetes. And then they found that it was safe to use and effective to use in people without diabetes. So then they got it re-FDA approved under the name Wegovy. Then on the other hand, we have Mounjaro, which was FDA approved for type 2 diabetes. They found that that was safe and effective for people without diabetes. And then they got it FDA approved under a new name called Zepbound for people for weight loss. And so the difference between the two, Ozempic and Wegovy, lead to about 16% weight loss in 72 weeks. And Mounjaro and Zepbound lead to about 25% weight loss at 2 years, which is pretty astronomical and unbelievable. The difference is that Mounjaro and Zepbound are a GLP-1 GIP agonist. So that's another incretin hormone. And we think that because it's a dual incretin hormone agonist, it probably helps to reduce a lot of the side effects that we see on Wegovy and Zepbound. Now, when they were compared in the trials head-to-head, they did show about equal side effects, but there's a difference. There's a catch here. Since you achieve so much more weight loss on Mounjaro and Zepbound than you do compared to Wegovy and Ozempic, you could essentially reach your goal weight, oftentimes for many patients, at a lower dose. Mm-hmm. So therefore, getting yourself there with mm-hmm. less side effects and less medication. And a lot of people find that they can do weight maintenance once they reach their goal weight on just the lowest dose of Mounjaro or Zepbound.
What's that dose?
So that's 2.5 milligrams, and that's the lowest dose. And so
and that's kind of the newest trend of kind of microdosing once you've reached your goal, which everyone's doing off-label.
Yes, that's a great point. So, you know, I always say for weight maintenance, the only thing that's been studied is either being off the medication completely or staying on the highest dose. Now, just because those are the only two things that have been studied in the real world, there is a plethora of options for weight maintenance. Not everyone is going to need to stay on the highest dose for weight maintenance. We see patients all over the spectrum. Some patients stay on a midway dose for weight maintenance, and some patients stay on the lowest dose, even just as low as once a month.
Yeah, it's actually true. And I think there's a whole sector of women physicians and providers who are doing this for themselves. Like, we've already come up with our own regimens and we're practicing that with ourselves and our patients. And this low dose maintenance is beautiful.
Absolutely. Because just because the only thing that's been studied is highest dose and no dose, it doesn't mean that that's going to be the right thing for every patient. We always say we want to meet patients where they're at. And I've also found, this is an anecdote and just a hypothesis I have, but I've found that over time, the longer someone's at their goal weight, it seems that the less they need the medication, meaning I wonder if we're going to find that the longer someone's at their goal weight, it's almost like the hypothalamus starts to reset. So instead of trying to pull someone back to that previous weight that they were, you know, oftentimes I see patients when I do this kind of, when I do weight loss medicine in my practice, I see patients that say, I have lost and regained the same 40 pounds for the last 20 years. A lot of times it's very common. And it's not because that individual is doing anything wrong. It's because these background signals of appetite hormones in the brain are pulling them back to that previous weight. But we're finding that the longer that patients have been on these medications, a lot of patients, the less dose they require. So for example, when I started patients on Wegovy 4 years ago, some of those patients now, maybe the first 2 years they were on the highest dose, and then the second year they started to take it down a bit because their weight was maintaining. And now so many of those patients are just on the lowest dose of the medication, say once a month, and they're maintaining their weight. And my, you know, recommendation to them is to be on whatever dose works for you, if that's the lowest dose once a month, or if it's the highest dose weekly. It's going to be different for every patient. And it's also going to be different for even the same patient at different periods of life, meaning sometimes during the holidays, patients want to go up on their dose a little bit because you're surrounded by a lot of food noise and there's lots of stressors and there's different hormones that also affect the way our appetite signaling works. It's not just the GLP-1 hormones. Sometimes as patients are going through perimenopause or menopause, maybe they'll need a bit of a higher dose. Once they pass that transition, they may find they can go down again. You know, it's very individualized.
Yeah.
And so there's, you know, no two patients are going to be the same. And even within the same patient, no two time periods in their life are going to be the same.
Yeah.
So there's a lot we can do to meet patients where they're at and find something that works for them.
You got to have a provider who can titrate this for you. So that's why I love Dr. Bilardo, because she is right here when you're getting compounded stuff from a pharmacy and someone who does not know their material, I was going to say. You're in a hard place as a patient to figure it out on your own. And so you really need an expert, you know.
It's so tough. And, you know, I pride myself on, you know, and I know you're the same way with your patients. Safety is number one, right? Although the aesthetic weight loss is exciting and so such a great thing, you know, as a cardiologist, the number one goal for me is patient safety, reducing cardiovascular risk. And I always say, whenever we see things that flash in the media, Ozempic caused X, Y, or Z, bowel obstruction, pancreatitis, all of these things, it's usually, if you double click into it, it's usually one of two things. One, it's either it was a compounded version, so that wasn't the FDA approved version, which we don't actually know the concentration. It can vary from 10% concentration to 150%. Exactly.
Yes.
No quality control. That's one. And two is sometimes it's just that the patient was seeing a provider that wasn't dosing it correctly according to how the patient felt. So I can say, knock on wood, over the last 4 years that I've been prescribing these medications, I've had zero patients with adverse events. And I think it's because these medications are safe. They're very safe and they're effective if used appropriately. So I think that, you know, a lot of patients who have hesitations and fear about them, I always implore them to have a conversation with their doctor about what the actual science shows, because it's a great option for women and for men who are struggling with their weight, and there are ways to do it safely and effectively.
Yes. And I would add to that, if you have a doctor who has said you don't need to get on it and you are overweight, you need to leave that person.
Exactly.
And I mean, you know what? Why are internists not getting on board and not prescribing? It's laziness of not understanding literature.
I see this all the time. And there's, you know, doctors are not infallible, right? We know that even within our own profession, there is sometimes people have their own bias, their own stigma, and it's so frustrating. I have had so many patients who come to see me that have been struggling to lose weight that say, my doctor told me to just work out more and to eat less. And if that was just the answer, we wouldn't need medications. We know it's far more complex. You know, you could do all the exercise in the world and be eating healthy and still be struggling with your weight. It is not something you're imagining. There's a lot that goes on in this metabolic process and in metabolism, and a lot that the science has shown us that makes a little bit of a roadblock for some people. And that is nothing to be ashamed of. I actually always say, you know, these medications, the GLP-1s, they are working on these hormones that affect appetite. This is not a medication that's increasing willpower, because it has nothing to do with willpower. I have patients who are very successful, who have tons of willpower that can't lose weight. It's not because they don't have willpower. It's because this appetite signaling from the brain happens in the subconscious. It's in an area that we don't even recognize the signals that are happening. And so what I compare it to is, since the hypothalamus is portion of the brain that helps to regulate appetite, since these medications impact the hypothalamic pituitary axis, I say it's analogous to hypothyroidism because the same medications we give patients to have help with their thyroid, mm-hmm. it's the same, you know, area in the brain that regulates a lot of these different hormonal processes. Imagine if I told a patient with hypothyroidism to mm-hmm. will their T3 hormones to be back to normal. It seems ridiculous, right? It's laughable. And I think now we're viewing the same thing about weight. It's one of those things where it's nothing to be ashamed of. It's something you should actually feel empowered by. You don't have to go on these medications, but they're a safe and effective option for those that want to.
One last question on tirzepatide.
Yes.
Okay, you talked about the other classes. What about tirzepatide?
So tirzepatide that's the Mounjaro and Zepbound. So that is the best medication on the market. It is the one that is a GLP-1 GIP agonist. And so that's the strongest, best weight loss medication we have on the market. Interestingly enough, though, I was just in a meeting this week and we were talking about, you know, there are medications that are in phase 2 and phase 3 right now. One in particular that is led to over 15% weight loss in 85 days.
Wow.
So
wow, that's crazy.
So let me tell you, we are at the precipice of changing weight management.
Also a tripeptide.
Yeah, so it's actually a little different, and it's actually dosed once monthly. And so we are at the precipice of these medications. They're not going anywhere. So doctors are going to have to get on board and help their patients. Otherwise, science is moving ahead, and they're going to be left behind because we have options for patients now.
Patients are going to love it because it just, as you've said in the past, it resets the food noise. You stop thinking about food being your daily obsession, and you can really clinically decide when you're hungry or not. You respect your hunger signals immensely, and you eat probably like humans used to eat, very sporadically, small amounts,
100%.
Like, you know, just letting the fasting systems of your body also turn on. So valuable for senescence and autophagy.
And, you know, it's so important, too, is to realize that whenever people are told, there's a lot of patients I see who've been shamed about it, and they say, well, I was told that I'm just taking the easy way out. That's not the case either. This medication's not going to the gym for you. And guess what? If you eat a really unhealthy diet, if you eat McDonald's 3 times a day on this medication, you will yak your brains out. You will feel terrible. So actually, this medication is not cheating at all. It's actually just giving you the tools and the hormonal regulation. And it actually shifts your dietary preferences. People find that on these medications, they're craving more fruits and vegetables and these foods that not only reduce our risk of colon cancer, breast cancer, heart disease, but they reduce our risk of dementia as we age as well. Whereas, you know, it's not just you take the medication and you're done. Everyone who takes the medication is also making lifestyle changes alongside with it that are going to make them live longer, healthier, more robust life. And so I always think that some of the negative things that are said about her, people just don't understand the science, and that no patient should feel ashamed for using this medication.
I fully agree. And I can't wait to dive into future podcasts where we're going to talk about the inflammatory benefits,
oh
how it's
going
to turn off inflammation to improve neurologic health and cognitive function and longevity.
And now also being studied in autoimmune disease.
Yes. Fertility and autoimmune disease improves.
And PCOS.
Okay, so we have so many good topics coming up, but we just wanted to give you that flash alert that the shortages are over. You can now get your prescriptions safely prescribed through your physician at the pharmacy, and we hope you have really great success. You guys are going to love it. These products are amazing. That's it for now, guys. Where can we find you, Dr. Bilardo?
I'm on Instagram at Danielle Bilardo, MD.
Check her out and definitely come visit. If you're in LA, she's in our office on Wednesdays. We have Weight Loss Wednesdays.
Weight Loss Wednesdays. I love it. Dr. K has a weighted vest and she does hot girl walks. Dr. K is the actual, she's literally living it. And she's not joking. She's doing all the things, building lean muscle mass, all the things I tell my patients. Dr. K.
Now we're going to start working out.
We
need to get weightlifting in.
Oh my gosh.
The two of us are skinny now, but we need to go work out more.
That's true.
It's time for muscle mass.
Muscle
we'll have mass. A few podcasts on that too. So stay tuned. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.